Jazzy.
Oh, good. Echo. I can say, I can hear myself, finally.
That's what you wanted all along.
It is what I wanted all along. But now I can't hear myself anymore. I stopped.
Yeah, that's probably because I turned my phone off of speaker.
Oh, you're on your phone.
I'm trying to get it to stop to use my headset, and it's not cooperating.
A cellular telephone. Is it charging? Oh, my tablet is charging at the moment, which is, one run out of battery. That's the plan anyway. But you never can tell with bees. Bees meaning batteries.
If only there was some sort of indication.
If only there was some sort of what? Oh, I guess we'll never know.
I was just going to say, if only there was some sort of indication of the power stored in a battery. But you can never tell. You just have to kind of eyeball it. How warm does it feel to the touch?
I heard there's a sequel to Fight Club. I heard there's a sequel coming out. There's a comic book.
I'll just keep that under my hat.
Do you think it's going to be any good?
I don't know, because I figured, like, I didn't read the book, but apparently the book ends differently. But I figured, I was kind of done with the Fight Club world, like, as in, I think he pretty much said
but
it all right,
such a rich
you don't need
mythos.
To. There's so many other stories you can tell in that world.
Like what happened to all of the Nameless Fight Club guys?
Well, what happened in the book is different to what happened in the movie, but either way, they just sort of carried on doing the thing, didn't they? And that, like,
I thought in the movie it was sort of thought that he was going to break up the Fight Club because he wasn't crazy anymore, but also he had still successfully blown up a bunch of credit card business offices.
Yeah,
so I
so
guess
like
he was. I sort of figured he was just going to run from the law at that point.
Yeah.
I pressed mute and then started talking. I headed backwards.
I just figured that at the end of the movie, the entire world ceased to exist, and I was like, well, I'm done with this. Put this back in the box.
Back in the world box?
Yeah.
Just
I don't
sort
really
of...
sort of... Unless it's like a series, I don't really sort of think about what happens after the end of a movie. I just think, well, they're all done. And now I guess they might as well all be dead because I
was just waiting for the prequel and I knew it happened. I mean, didn't you get that feeling when you finished Fight Club that it just needed a prequel?
Yeah, it did. It needed like sort of I don't know, like maybe when he's a kid and something, and like and then he sees the name Tyler Durden written down somewhere, and he's like, "Oh, I'll make a note of that in my brain."
Stares at it for a long while and then just thinks,
the littlest
okay.
Fight Club. It's just, this happened before when he was a kid and he forgot. They're all in a treehouse brutalizing each other.
Well, it's like, as in, with prequels and stuff, I just saw X-Men First Class.
Well, how would you review that movie?
Exactly. I can't review it. Can't review it in that way anymore with the joke. What I used to do.
I always thought the joke was it was a bad movie, and you knew that, but I guess I was ignorant of
your ignorance. I was not aware that it was a bad movie. I got it for £3 in a shop, so I thought, you know, it's worth that for that much money.
It's like $6 or something, I don't know. Conversion
but yeah, it was just like, as in, it's like, I think you should be called Professor X. I think maybe you're not really dealing with this thing. You could call it the X-Men. Like, I said, all right, okay, I get it.
The movie should have been them just using different names the whole time, and then at the end, they're like, well...
I said, yeah, as in,
now
like...
Now all that's left to do is recreate ourselves
there's not,
a better name.
There's not a single time where, like, they get the name wrong or something. It's always, like, as in, I want to be called Mystique. And I think I want to be called Havoc. I want to be whatever. I think you should be called Professor X, and you should be called Magneto. It's like, what the f*** are you doing? Sorry for swearing. But like, what? Who thinks of those names and just like, as in, yeah, just the first one out of the hat. Let's just go with us. And first of all, who, like, off the top of their head comes up with Magneto? Like, oh, whatever.
Probably the writers.
Yeah, it's the writers, I guess. That's the first draft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I switched from my phone to my computer.
And if you're a fighter pilot.
Oh, now that he's gone, we can hear ourselves thinking.
Yeah, I'm personally glad he's gone, because I think they should be out there protecting our freedom. I think you should be out there protecting our freedom.
He's such a maverick.
Yes.
We're still talking about him as if he was a fighter pilot, yes. Right?
I was trying to remember any Catch-22 references, but where are the Snowdens of yesteryear? And the Snowdens are... The new Snowdens are Edward Snowden. So that's the Catch-22 reboot.
I already made that joke on Twitter when he disappeared.
Oh, what? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yep.
I did not read it.
That's all right, it was like a year ago.
But now he's back, right? He's back in the mix, so...
Yeah. Right away, you're like, oh, he's in Russia. And then they were just like, yeah, he's probably in Russia for a year. And then finally he's like, yeah, I'm in Russia. Russia refuses to confirm or deny.
Has he leaked anything new lately?
I don't know. It's not like he can leak anything new. He leaked everything and then he got out of the business.
He's like,
he doesn't work there anymore. He doesn't have access to anything. So I don't know why we still care about him.
Maybe he has is he like a person of interest thing, where like he has a backdoor, like a thing to the system, but he can only get a social security number tangentially related to the leak, and so he vaguely knows that something is going down, and he has to. He's basically exactly like person of interest. He hires a retired, he hires a homeless veteran. To sort of go dress up in a business suit and find out what the leak is from the inside.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
And it was Snowden all along, right?
I heard that the reason why he couldn't leave Russia was because he was Snowden.
That would happen. It's very... harsh climate up there.
That's a joke that I just came up with. It's very good. I'm glad I came up with that.
And my joke was just running right over it.
Yeah.
It was a good bit. I noticed like just the other day that I never actually watched the fourth season of Community. And then I remember there was a fifth season too, so.
Yeah.
It's been like my last couple days.
Oh, how are they? Because I haven't watched the fourth or the fifth season.
I felt like the fourth season wasn't as good. Not very great. The fifth season so far, I'm like halfway through. It's pretty
okay, because the fourth season is when Dan Harmon got fired and replaced by the other people.
Hi, hello, how's this?
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, I turned off all of my gain. Aww. All the gain is gone.
Oh, all the gain is gone. But I think it was.
I thought you said game, and I was like, oh, interrupted you. But gain, okay.
But I think we gained some listenable audio. Yeah. So that's it. That's the end.
No. Do go on.
Oh, sorry. Wait, what's the thing from Comedy Bang Bang where they go, and 10 more minutes?
Oh, no, I haven't watched Comedy Bang Bang.
Hi, Will. The other Will. Are you still there?
Yeah, still here.
Okay. All right. By the way, does everybody have character sheets? Because I can't make them on my tablet.
Oh, Christ. I don't think so. Out of
I could play even younger Liam McBrinton.
Liam McBrinton, whose experiences in this campaign will not affect his later life.
I'll just say at the end of the scenario, you get hit on the head on...
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's safe to assume McBrinton has had a lot of brain trauma.
It's safe to assume I've had a lot of brain trauma.
You could play the scenario as like a really like hyper competent, no nonsense, all business.
That sounds like the way to do it to me. No. I don't have particularly long to play since I gotta bug out in maybe 2 hours. And also, I totally don't have a character sheet. I wasn't sure. Honestly, this call took me super by surprise because I got your message that, yeah, I'd like to do something. And I was like, cool. Well, I guess we'll plan that. And then, like, this comedy group started sending me a lot of dick jokes and I was very upset. And then suddenly you guys are calling and I was like, oh.
Yes. One of our fastest turnarounds.
That was pretty amazing.
Starting a call.
I guess I could.
Life moves pretty quick, and sometimes slow down. Do the thing. That's the quote, right?
Off.
Well, if we don't have long, we could just do like a fiasco or something. We always say those are short, but then they go for like 4 hours.
Well, if you want, I can try and run this thing.
I could just play a Case Gibson. I have his file. I was used very briefly, if I remember right. And I think he like.
Okay, you can use a pre-existing thingamabob.
We could just change our names.
Hi, I'm Gase Gibson. George McMuscles.
I'm trying to remember those names from Mystery Science Theater. I think one of the last names was McChessbody, never mind.
McChessbody?
Yeah, I remember from that.
Yeah, I do. I was thinking Big Mc, Large Huge, and Slab Squat Thrust.
Yeah, the Slab Squat Thrust. That was one of them.
I think that one is mentioned on their all-time high list of episodes solely because of the names, because every time I've heard it described, it just sort of says, this movie has a main character for which they come up with a lot of names.
Yeah. Things will be, I think, probably improved if I could remember any details about anything that I ever talk about. So,
are you for the game or just in general? Also,
in general, with this,
Gibson's a blast from the past. This doesn't even have any formatting. This character sheet, straight up lines of text, strength, constitution, dexterity. It's all great. All new lines, all bolded.
Oh, I don't have any of my handouts. Oh, balls. It's probably best not to do this thing then, because I don't have any of my handouts on this computer.
Oh, well. Yeah, let's do a fiasco then.
Okay. I'm sorry, because I would like to, but I got all these puzzles worked out, and then you can't do them if you can't see them.
Yeah, true enough.
Okay, let's do a fiasco. I don't have my computer set up.
Dai Medici.
Oh, Medici.
Medici, sure.
Yeah, okay.
I'm joking. No, that's the worst idea. None of us know anything about the setting, as we learned that one time.
Also, like, would you be okay making my rolls for me and doing the thing for me? Unless I'll turn on the computer. Give me a sec.
You're so dependent.
I am very dependent on this one, because I've only got...
Wait a minute, you have a... If you have a tablet, you can make the rolls, I think.
And there's apps for that.
Well, no, just go online. One of the apps you can use is a web browser.
Well, hang on, wait. Well, I can do some of that stuff, but I can't,
Is it that Skype closes when you open up the web browser?
I don't know, that Dungeons and Dragons Wizards.com dice roller we always use is like a shitty Java applet from like 1995.
It is too. It's so bad.
Anyways, fiascos.
Did you guys have one that you wanted to play? Because otherwise, I'm going to roll a random number and I say we go with that.
Dragon Slayers, Rock Band, Torin Rock Band.
Oh, we've gone off the edge of the map again.
I want to
roll this random number.
We could do Town and Gown and pretend it's Community.
I'll do Town and Gown. I can't pretend it's Community because I've never seen that, but I can make jokes that I imagine are from Community.
That's close enough, right?
You should watch the TV show Community.
The TV show Community?
Yes.
I do enjoy the TV show Community.
I like the TV show... Oh, I also saw all of Twin Peaks. I don't think I told you that yet.
The TV show, Twin Peaks.
The television series, Twin Peaks. Starring John Gibbs as Mr. Beaks.
Mr. Beaks?
No, Mr. Peaks.
There's a Obviously. Person named Peaks in Twin Peaks?
No, that was a joke.
It was a bit.
Great.
It's more fun if you call jokes bits, especially if they do poorly.
He has a brother, also called Mr. Peaks. They're twins. His brother is played by, alternately, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
It's so seamless, too. They do a really good makeup job.
Mm-hmm. Except for the bit of the series where Arnold Schwarzenegger got pregnant.
Okay, so do you want to do Town and Gown?
Great joke!
The random university fiasco?
Still want to do Town and Gown.
Town and Gown.
Can we do
We're going to have to save the touring rock band for our final episode.
Yes, we will. Because today
Dragon Slayers.
If you guys don't do Town and Gown, I'm going to roll this random number generator.
Okay, all right. Where's the dice roller? Give me a second. Dice roller. Okay, I got a dice roller up.
Sweet. Although, for Fiasco, it seems unimportant.
Yeah.
Well, you need it for the beginning, but...
Yeah, and, like, the tilt.
Oh, that's true, yeah. I forget about that.
Oh, also, do you have the files for the tilt?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't have that. There's new stuff with new tilts. Like, if you get the Fiasco Companion... Got new rules, new tilt, new the works. Wow. If you can imagine that.
I
can't.
I can try.
Imagine.
If I could imagine that, I wouldn't need to buy the Fiasco Companion on sale now in a store near you.
Well, if you had imagination that good. I can't read that PDF on this computer. Because I don't have it.
No! Okay, I have a Word document open to keep track of, like, dice stuff, so... what's the order?
I should roll a dice to determine my place in the James.
I say Stephen first, then other Will, then me.
Alright, sounds good. I'll do it that way. Shall we say... What? The movie night includes the whole third season of Veronica Mars.
I haven't seen any of Veronica Mars.
I don't want to see any of Veronica Mars.
I want to watch it. I want to watch the whole thing.
The entire season? Well, okay.
I heard it was a good TV show, right? People like that show. People like it.
I had a 4-6. I consult the thing. Okay, 4 and 6 is a romance, open relationship / poly.
All
I'm guessing polyamorous. And 6 and 4 is around town, city advisory council on school / town relations. Every game we do a romance, you and I want to mix things up and choose the boring city advisory council on school / town relations.
Let's all be honest.
Well, it's the other world, right?
Oh, yeah, wait. Okay.
I don't remember who you have a romance with every episode. I kind of thought it was Adam.
No, I always have every fiasco is a romance with Bins.
Well, this time it's all right.
I don't see a reason to stop this tradition.
No, because I just remembered the order is me, then you, not me, then Bins. So.
Oh, no!
Also, I have to go lock the top field gate. Can I do that? I'll be back in about a minute.
Yeah.
Lock that gate! Lock that gate!
Okay, just a sec.
Okay, so we're around town on the city advisory council on school / town relations. This is off to a great start.
This is all right.
I guess we'll have a need or a location or an object. What do you want?
I would like a location.
I rolled a 6 and a 4 again.
Okay.
Let's see. 4, 6 is down by the river, the back 40, and then in brackets, ponds and densely packed trees. And 6 and 4 is housing the Lewis dorm, old and run down.
I would say down by the river.
Sure.
Down by the river.
I should mute myself when I type. Brilliant audio. Okay. So I guess you roll for you and Bins.
Alright. 1d6 is a 2. The second one is another 2. Well, this is going to be fun. Alright, what do we get? Relationships. He and I are a bar manager and bartender. Now, what were you and I again?
I was, I think it was just vague. It was like employee and boss.
Employee and boss.
I was a paper business manager.
You're a paper business manager?
And you're a paper salesman.
But I'm also a bar manager.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were still doing references to old fiascos. No, we're...
What? I don't understand!
I was distracted. We're a ground town city advisory council and school / town relations.
Okay, so we're on like a city advisory council type / school council advisory.
Yeah.
Also, I manage a bar, so I'm looking out for the interests of this bar.
That makes sense.
As it tends to allowing students to illegally purchase liquor there. And Will Bins is a bartender. All right, okay. I'm done with this. We're going to meet by the river, and I'm probably going to try and kill you. Now, Will Bins and I need an object. I'm hoping for a bottle of whiskey. Come on, Fiasco. 6 and a 4.
Hello again, by the way, I'm back.
Hello, Will. You're a bartender, and I am the bar manager.
Okay.
6 and a 4. Dad's purple heart. That doesn't make any sense. Errors in a school transcript. Well, I'll go for Dad's purple heart, and I'm going to say that that's the name of my own custom brand of whiskey.
Okay, because isn't the Purple Heart like a service
it's if
battle?
You get wounded, I think it's if you get wounded in battle, right? Or
mm-hmm.
Is it a Purple Heart if you get wounded and then a something cross if you get killed, right?
Yeah, but it could be your, maybe you're a veteran, or I guess your dad was a veteran.
Now see, the secret is that Dad's Purple Heart is made with human blood. But I can't tell anybody that, or this might still get shut down by the FDA. But
with the blood of wounded veterans.
It's the chief. It's the favorite drink of college-age ragamuffins on this here campus, which is called something. But yes, only made via wounded veterans. They stop by. And that's my story. My name is... I keep wanting to call myself Liam McBrinton.
You could go for it.
I don't know why. Sure, why not? My name is Liam McBrinton, and I'm running the wounded soldier whose favorite drink is the Dad's Purple Heart. Definitely not made with pieces of humans, definitely.
Definitely not.
Will, you're my trusty bartender, who's probably less than trusty.
Hopefully,
okay, so...
Hopefully my relationship to Binns gives me a job. I think right now I'm just a council member, I guess on the school side, since you're a town side.
You could be the head of the council. You could be a crazy person who spends all their time worrying about the town council.
And drinking Dad's Purple Heart.
Yeah, unbeknownst to you, you're slowly poisoning yourself. It's toxic! Oh, God!
I got a 5 and a 4 for my rolls, which I guess is a relationship between us. You'll have to tell me what the options are, because I can't open the PDF.
5 and 4 is crime, doing the university's dirty work. And 4 and a 5 is romance, this one time drunk after the big game. So, I mean...
But if you're the...
Well, I'm sure we can still work a romance into it, even if we do the crime one. So, the crime one, is that okay?
Yeah. Thinking about it, I said that every fiasco, we have some sort of romance between us, but I think there was actually only two, and then there was two others where we didn't. But...
Well, we had one in the time travel one, and we had one in the... Did we have one in the zoo one? I don't know.
I thought we didn't in the zoo one. It was the zoo one and that...
Well, in the zoo one, it was more about the romance between the wolves and the spiders. So
yeah. Yeah, and the one with the airplane. I should mute myself when I type. I keep not.
Did we do... I don't remember the one with the airplane.
It was, It happened. It was a thing.
I was a woman and I had a very slow voice, and then I got injected with
adrenaline,
and then
or you did a line of coke.
Adrenaline.
You did something
or
every scene.
I did just different drugs to make my voice normal.
And then halfway through, we decided that after every round, we'd change accents.
Oh, wait, yeah. I do remember this now.
My thing was I kept switching accents with the person to the left of my character, but then it didn't work because the only accent I could do consistently was, I can't remember, I settled on one in the end, but...
Yeah, we need to put that episode up.
But do we really? Hey, here, it's me, editing, just casually popping into the recording to say, oops, I edited in the wrong order, so you're getting this one. Before the plain one.
No, you know.
This counts as a teaser and gives you an excuse just to skip the plain episode when that gets released.
Nope, already released.
Bye.
Very professional.
Anyways, I think we need a... You had location and object, so roll two more dice for our need.
Okay, so that's a 1 and a 3.
Okay, 1 and 3 is to get even more fucked up tonight than last night.
Well, as a bartender, that seems irresponsible.
But 3 and 1 is to get into a fraternity/sorority.
In could just mean breaking and entering.
You could be doing the university's dirty work.
Doing the dirty work, breaking into the sorority to catch them drinking Dad's Purple Heart. Or to catch
Perfect.
Them making Dad's Purple Heart.
Oh, my God.
Draining veterans.
Just spigots.
Oh god, it's so monstrous. This was an episode of Call of Cthulhu after all.
Okay, right.
That should just be our fiasco episodes. They always end with Yarlo Depp being behind it. That's always the tilt. The tilt is open up a door. Oh, it's the Nameless Horrors.
Okay. So we have me with Will M. around town city advisory council on school/town relations. I guess I'm on the school side, you're on the town side. And down by the river, the back 40, ponds and densely packed trees. And then Will M and Will B is work, bar manager and bartender, and personal dad's purple heart. And then Will B and me is crime, doing the university's dirty work, and to get into a fraternity/sorority.
Okay.
All right. I'm done with this.
Yeah. So I guess we start. How about you narrate?
Which is you?
You two together. And I'll just act.
All right.
And then I get to choose who gets my dice.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, your turn first. That's right.
We open on a wide-angle lens view of the university establishing shot.
Wait, 1 second.
The place is lit up.
1 second. Oh. We should name our characters before we jump into this.
My name is Paul Mannion.
Okay.
My name is Roger Abram.
Roger Moore. Roger M. Abram. The phrase "should mute myself" is going to get progressively cut off earlier until it's just a brief shh.
Yeah.
Or the noise goes quiet.
So Paul Mannion and Roger. What was your name?
Lawrence. My name is Roger Lawrence now. I've changed it.
Why not Lawrence Roger?
Nope.
I will look at this short story collection and pick a good author's name.
Ah, Stephen King.
All these names are so boring. These are unexciting pen names. Okay, I've got a Bradley. Muting myself again.
I got into the newspaper.
Okay.
You have refused to... Huh?
Hmm?
Huh?
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 What?
What?
I'm muting myself. That was a joke. Okay, I'm Bradley Brunch.
That's a good joke.
What do you say?
Bradley Bryant.
Okay.
Bradley Bryant, Paul Mannion, and Roger Lawrence.
Yep.
Yes.
Roger L.R. Lawrence stands for Roger Lawrence Roger.
All right. So, opening my scene.
It's impossible. Could I have a kid and name him like Stephen S. Aaron, where his name was Stephen Aaron?
Sure.
Would I get thrown in jail for doing that?
I don't think so. Although your file would probably be flagged by Child Protective Services. Like, watch out for this one.
This one's clearly a little bit off the rails from the start. This one is probably going to make his kid, like, have his kid think sleeping on the roof is normal till he's age 5. And he's going to say, I did it for jokes.
Yeah, and then only rent exclusively. What's that movie that's about the parents who teach the children everything wrong?
Oh, the prequel to Fight Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, the prequel to Fight Club.
X-Men First Class.
Parents who can't...
X-Men First Class.
Where I'm Mystique, and you're Magneto, and you're not Tyler Durden, but that's what we're going to call you anyway.
I like how we got all our names
If Tyler Durden was in the movie Fight Club, X-Men First Class, where the FC was... it was shot into X-Men FC, because it was First Class and Fight Club at the same time.
Yes.
Mystique would have stood up and said, I think you... you got two sides to you. Two sides to your story. That's it.
Wait, did this happen at the beginning of that movie where they just sort of all named each other? Because I missed the solid first 30 minutes of that movie, and I thought it was quite good. I'm beginning to suspect the first 30 minutes of that movie were dog shit.
The first 30. It happens throughout the whole thing. Then at the end of it,
I don't remember any of them ever naming themselves. I didn't remember any of them having names.
Okay, listen, Paul and Roger, I slug back my glass of Dad's Purple Heart and put it down on the counter. Just add that to my tab. I have to get to this council meeting. And you should probably come to Paul. And then I leave the scene. Smooth transition into the game.
Great. All right. You find yourself on a rooftop.
I'm saying that conversation was in character.
Oh. Okay. You leave the bar. It's distressingly early in the day. You've drank too much for this time of day. It's 3 p.m. You stumble down the street. Make me an agility check to avoid falling in the center.
I rolled 82 on a D100.
That's a fail. You don't roll into the gutter, but you do sort of knock into a baby carriage. It's very upsetting.
Sorry.
A policeman appears on the scene.
Oh, crap.
You flee.
I do flee.
Right. You have to do the action, so we just set up the scene. You do this. You die. Oh, no.
Is the policeman arriving in, a police car, or do they just roll up?
The policeman is
Matthew McConaughey from True Detective.
He's coming out of an ice cream shop with a copy of True Detective under his arm.
I don't make eye contact. I just walk casually by. I have done nothing wrong other than all the crimes I do for the university's dirty work.
He starts spouting nihilism towards you about, how life is worthless and meaningless and, there's no point to any of it.
I'm too drunk for this too early in the day. I just keep walking.
All right, so you successfully avoided McConaughey's nihilism. The baby and her mother are not so lucky, and they go on to become very distressing young adults and teens, respectively.
All right.
Smash Cut 2, 20 years later.
Twenty years later, you're old and bitter head of the school board, trying to deal with this nihilistic student and her nihilistic mother.
20 years of Dad's Purple Heart haven't done me any favors.
I've severely degraded your neurological capability.
I just nod my head. Go along with whatever
this
family is.
Will Smith enters the room. He's got you.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm supposed to say white dice or black dice at some point. Okay, black dice.
Will Smith is here. He tells you he's going to hook you up with the wife of the bar manager of the wounded soldier.
I didn't know. Wait, I didn't know he was married.
Yeah, well, he's not. Twist. You have to get him married first. And you're going to get him married, says Hitch. To
Will Smith. What are you even doing in this school? Your harebrained schemes.
He is the prince.
Yes. Will Smith is a student. He's both Hitch. He's Alex the Fresh Prince Hitchens. He's slowly become your bosom companion. He says, if you want to get rid of the new vice principal who's causing all these problems for this college, then you have to get her married to the bar manager and then steal her away.
Will Smith, I cannot remember the anecdotes that happened in these previous years as to how we became, how our unprofessional relationship between, I guess, professor and student occurred.
What? Are you
I'm sure, our, I don't know, I work for the school. I do the university's dirty work, maybe I'm like...
You teach social studies.
Future kind of a situation. You're the Doc Brown to his Marty McFly.
The school's given me some fake job, I don't know, teaching philosophy. O'Byrne philosophy teachers, and they keep me on staff that way, and then I do their dirty work after hours.
Yes, and Will Smith emerged from the shadows after they said that you would be contacted by a new job liaison. Alex Smith sauntered up with an envelope with a lipstick kiss on it, and inside was a hit. And that's how the old PE teacher got whacked.
So let me get this straight, Fresh Prince. The dean has sent you to contact me because he wants the new vice principal of the college done away through a scandal. And the way we're doing this scandal is conspiring to marry him to a local barman, or marry her to a local barman, and then cheat with me. Drive all that.
Well, as I always say, girls ain't nothing but trouble.
Oh, you and your fresh catchphrases. All right.
As I always say, parents just don't understand.
As I always say, summertime. I think he had a song that was called that in one of his albums.
I pat him on the shoulder and push him out of my office and close the door and sit back with a glass of Dad's Purple Heart and just mutter, this is going to be a long week, and then cut to black.
No, right before the cut to black, you realize Carlton's in the room. Then cut to black.
He overheard the university's dirty work.
Yeah. Alright, that was a black dice. Who does that go to?
I'll give it to you, Will Benz.
Oh, thank you very much.
One.
So insulted.
It's because there's. It's, last name starts with a B. So I made the connection to black Benz. It's nothing personal.
My last name has an A in it, just like the word black.
Well, it starts with an M, which is a W upside down, so I'll give you my next white dice.
Oh, great. That's great. All right, my turn, I guess?
Yep.
Yeah, narrate my scene. I'm Paul Mannion, owner of the bar. It's been 20 years since I opened this bar and started out Dad's Purple Heart, and currently I have Uncle Phil, the war veteran, and I guess Joffrey? I think the butler was a war veteran. Let's say they're both war veterans. They are currently captured, and I am horribly draining both of them for Dad's Purple Heart. I twiddle my mustache because I have one of those. Also, I have a top hat. Now, I'm leaving my basement macabre lab to get upstairs, and who do I find in this bar but the chief, head of student councils, I don't remember his name.
Bradley Bryan?
Bradley Bryans. Bradley, my good man, how are you today?
Hey, Paul. A little too sober. Got any of that Purple Heart?
I have just the thing. I bring out a torso-sized keg of Purple Heart, and I pour you a big old pint. I say it's extra frothy today.
It
tastes fresh.
This torso-sized keg, it's. I like your novelty torso-sized keg that's molded as if it was an actual human torso.
I know, right? I bring out similar kegs shaped like arms, hips, legs, and a head. And I say you can buy the whole set for $100,000.
Well, I don't know if that's a steal or not, but...
I tell you what, if you do steal them, then I'll lock you up.
Oh, you're such a kidder. Yeah,
I am.
I'm tempted. If you bought that leg, you could make a lot of hollow leg jokes.
Yep.
Oh, man. I don't know. Work's been pretty rough recently. There's this new vice principal of the college.
A vice principal sounds like a dog.
Well, she is a bit of one, I guess.
Well, I tell
Foxy?
You what.
She's a fox.
She's a fox?
And she's just your type.
Oh, is she?
Yes.
Well, I tell you what.
I've known you for 20 years.
It sounds... Hold on, I'm going to make a roll for psychology. Okay, I passed that. So I think I know what's going on. Now, I'm going to say... Now, hey... I think I see what you want. I'll give this lady a shot, sure. But I want a favor in return from you.
I'm hooking you up with a hot date. With the vice principal of a college.
I have many responsibilities. I'm only doing this date for, like, 6 or 7 reasons. And you're one of them.
Okay,
what
okay.
I'm saying is...
Next time something comes up in the City Advisory Council on School-Town Relations, I know you're the head of the town side, I'm the head of the school side.
That's right.
We're not supposed to get along. I'll give you back channel information.
All right, great.
Like... Maybe I'll make Dad's Purple Heart the official drink at all school frat parties.
Is that even legal? I guess this might not be a dry campus. Is it a dry campus?
It is very, very moist.
Well, if you could see a way through your heart to just sliding along that proposal and... Maybe renaming the gym building, the Dad's Purple Heart Health Enthusiasm Center?
I don't know. Right now it's named after that that old PE teacher that mysteriously died recently that I know nothing about.
Yes, old Reggie. He was my boon companion.
So sorry for his
loss. I vowed on the day of his murder to track down his killer. And exact cruel and terrible revenge upon him.
I thought it was just an accident and a stack of philosophy textbooks in the old library fall over on him.
That stack of philosophy textbooks was only 2 inches high! Got left out of the police report, but I was there! Anyway.
The police in this town are so untrustworthy and nihilistic.
Alright, just tell... Your vice principal lady, hold on. What's under this cup? Looks like a dice. Oh, I can't tell what color it is.
It's gray. Wait, it's coalescing. Is that white?
Yeah, it's purple. Oh, all right.
It's a white dye.
Great. Cool. I will meet with your vice principal lady this afternoon. And, we'll go on a great date, and it'll be great. Just have her swing by, and my faithful barman, Roger Lawrence.
Did somebody say Roger Lawrence?
Oh! And that's the end of my scene, and the beginning of yours.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Roger.
20 years earlier.
Whoa!
No, let's not do this again. It worked so poorly in the plane game.
Okay, that's right. I remember this.
Okay, 20 years earlier. I guess you're narrating your scene.
The Fresh Prince is just a wee babe. The PE teacher Roger is Lawrence, still alive.
Roger Lawrence is about to hear... Roger Lawrence hears his name and is frozen in some ice. The ice
what?
Is... the ice is... the crash in storage for 20 years until it's wheeled out and going upon campus. Just outside the door. Whatever was just happening.
She wheeled out in this bar in a block of ice.
Hey, is that... wait a second, is that Roger? I haven't seen him since he disappeared into the freezer 20 years ago.
Oh, don't mind this. Definitely safe, that freezer. We'll have him thawed out in the gym.
Did somebody say Roger Lawrence? And then that's me, as I'm unfrozen, entering into the...
I told you he would unthaw very quickly. A jiffy is what I said, and this was a jiffy.
It's quite the jiff.
Ah, well,
Roger,
guys,
I need you to work tonight. Can you do that?
I certainly can. I'd love to. You've spruced the place up a bit. Glad. Yeah.
Added TVs and the internet. It's great. I got rid of several.
A lot's changed in the last 20 years.
Yes.
What do you mean 20 years?
We've developed flotation boots since the year 2004.
Well, it's actually 1994.
It's 2014.
The distant future.
Yes, robots have murdered all mankind, and now we are all robots.
I don't understand. Beep, boop, because I got frozen in the block of ice?
Yeah, we're just kidding with you, but you have been frozen in a block of ice for 20 years. Probably should have thawed you out.
And only some of us are robots.
No worries. So, I guess I'm in the future now.
The floor. There's a giant puddle of water from all that ice. This is why we were putting it off.
Rob Lawrence, I need you to mop up that water.
I certainly will. Can do and will do. Consider it done. I'm going to go get
now,
a mop.
Hold on. Roger, I'm going to take you aside, and I'm going to... Roger. I need you to wear this top hat tonight and put on this mustache and pretend to be me and take this lady out on a date.
I certainly can do that. definitely. I'll do that right away. This top hat and this mustache?
Yes. I pull an extra top hat and mustache out of my cape.
And I put on the top hat and wear the mustache. So how do I look?
Well, that's as best as we can do.
All right. Well, I guess I'm, what's the situation? I'm pretending to be you.
I think this is black dice. Yes. And now, can we say it's the date?
Sure.
It's the date.
Okay.
It's a black dice, and you're currently on a date in the bar with the vice principal of the school.
1 second. I think both of you have to give your dice away, though.
Oh yes, good point.
I give my dice to you, Stephen.
Okay, yours was black or white? Yours was white.
Mine.
And
I also give my dice to Stephen.
And yours was white, no, black.
Yes.
All right. I'm not ahead at all. All right. Those potentially counter each other. And now the scene is, it's my scene, but it's the date that I've supposedly set up between Paul Mannion and the vice president of the college.
Yes. Not principal. Vice president.
Not vice dean.
Oh! What a wonderful date!
I'm at a booth across, spying on them. Man, Roger really cleaned up well. He looks 20 years younger. And is that a new top hat? I like what he's done with his mustache. It looks so much more lifelike.
Oh, Mr. Mannion, I love what you've done with your mustache.
Why, thank you, madam. It is indeed. I waxed my mustache after gaining all this money.
I'm very glad Alex Hitchens was able to set us up on a date.
I am as glad about that as I am that I saw your lovely visage.
Just then, the waiter starts to head towards your table, but I jump out of the booth I'm in and chloroform him. Drag him back around the corner.
Oh no!
You don't. I do it discreetly.
I have a question for you. What is this?
I call you Paul?
I hold up a cellular telephone.
Well, it's a cellular telephone. Oh.
Do you want this? I'm on a deck.
At this point, Bradley Bryant comes out in an ill-fitting waiter's uniform and a fake mustache drawn on in fluorescent yellow highlighter, because that's all he had.
Oh, what an ugly, ugly waiter!
I'll ignore that. So, have you decided what you would like to order? Wait, here's menus. I hand you menus.
This bar has very expensive options.
Well, yeah, I see
nothing
you're on a date with a dashing man.
For you.
Sure.
Oh, Mr. Moneybags!
Oh, is this... Are you on a date with Paul Mannion? I'd recognize him anywhere. He's a...
Yes,
he's a great man. Everyone
Paul
in town... everyone in town recognizes and respects him.
Yes, he's such a wonderful man. I'll have the lobster thermidor.
Is this a white or a black dice?
I'm gonna call this a black dice because... In the background, the chloroform waiter was actually Alex Hitchens staking out the club, and Paul Mannion is slowly dragging his unconscious body behind the bar and down into the deep, dark sections of this building.
Okay, so it's a black dice for me because I knocked out a waiter and now he's going to be murdered, and it's going to look like I killed him because I'm wearing his clothing
yes.
right now.
Yes! That is what is going to happen.
Okay, snap cut back to me in the bar, waiting to take your order and trying to make your date go better. I'll bring out free wine on the house, our best bottle, because Paul Mannion is the best man in town, and you're such a lucky woman to even be sitting at a table with him.
You know, I actually really like shoes.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, some people don't really like shoes. But me, I'm into them. So, I mean,
this is his good shoe bit. It's classic comedy gold. He's such a charming fellow.
Ah, yes, let's look at your shoes, Mr. Waiter. What? Those don't look like waiter shoes.
You've noticed I'm on a diet. I recently lost all my weight.
From your
yes,
feet?
All my waiterliness.
Oh!
I don't get it.
Oh, I don't like this place anymore. Let's call the police.
Shit. I have to make your date go well.
Well, now you have to knock out a policeman and then pretend to...
That'll work.
We could do that. Here, I'll use the cellular telephone to dial the Tuscow.
I slap the phone into the glass of wine. I'm so sorry.
I would like another glass of wine, a third lobster thermidor, and another cellular telephone.
Well, I lean over.
There. I wrote you a date poem for a date. Okay, here we go. Here goes the poem. It was summer when I saw you. When I looked and saw you were there. It doesn't rhyme. It's not a rhyming poem.
Oh, well, that's fine.
And I thought, pretty good.
Oh, so dicey. You called me pretty. Very nice.
now even I'm falling for him. Haha. Man, you're such a lucky person to even be on a date with him. You two should. You two make a great couple. Let me just take those glasses into the back and get you more wine. And I walk off with her phone.
This is a regular Todd Hamilton situation.
Is it?
Who's
Santa Hamilton.
You remember the movie Win a Date with Todd Hamilton?
No.
All right.
I'm guessing it's
what?
A...
Oh.
Sure, okay, that can be the end of my scene, eh?
Yes.
Carried on.
Yes, the end of your scene. Meanwhile, the entire Fresh Prince family that I remember is down in my black dad's purple heart dungeon, and I'm making delicious liquors out of, it's all whiskey, but whatever. And Alex Hitchens is awake. It's like you'll never
no,
get...
No, you can't do this. This is just... This what? Is worse than that time when I rolled into the Wild Wild West. When I strolled into the Wild Wild West. When I bounced into the Wild Wild West.
Yes, it's much, much worse than when you bounced into the Wild Wild West. Do you remember the giant spider? That didn't make any sense, did it?
Well, you know, it was a difficult time for all of us. This is worse than the time when I turned down the role in Django Unchained, because I didn't get to do what I wanted to do.
Yes, and then you made After Earth. I'll twist the spigot harder and go. And After Earth turned out so well, didn't it?
It turned out about as well as. My children.
That's a little bit incredibly self-deprecating there.
I'm not Will Smith. I am not Will Smith. I'm just a conglomeration of Will Smith's characters and himself.
Diddly 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 do. I was trying to use that theme song to transition to dice news because I forgot to give my dice away.
Oh, that's true.
I'm giving my one black dice to Will M, and I'm also calling a white dice on this scene, just to wrap that up.
So I say, well, Mr. Hitchens Earth, who I need you to tell me who killed my best friend, the PE teacher, before I drain you to a dry husk.
Alright. Let's see. I don't remember. I remember I was at home. I was making fat jokes about my uncle, and then he threw my best friend out of the house. And
yes.
Then I had a brother, and he was a dork, but then one time he bought a gun, and was, serious about that, and I calmed him down, because gun violence was not the answer. I had a I had an aunt, and then she got replaced by another actress, and some more family members, two female family members, younger and
two
older.
Female family members.
Well, three female family members. There was a butler. There was a bit where I looked up at the ceiling to show that if we're so rich, how come we can't afford a ceiling?
Wait a minute. Ceiling? What? Ceiling is a word that starts with a C, but sounds like it starts with an S. And S is the first name of the word Stephen. And one of the people I know is being played by Stephen, even though I can't remember his name again. So are you saying that Stephen's character killed the PE teacher?
Well, I was getting to that, but yes, immediately after...
you can't hide anything from me, Hitchens.
Immediately after my best friend got thrown out of the house, I went out and I saw the whole murder thing happen, and I made a note of it. I also recorded it on this video camera. Here's the tape that I carry with me at all times.
Marvelous. This shows it killed him, provoked and uninstructed.
Here is both the written confession that I got from afterwards, and also the dictaphone recording of him saying the confession out loud, and also bragging about how great it was to murder him. And, oh yeah, also here's this DNA evidence that I collected from the scene. And what else? Here is the number of the police investigator that was investigating the case. Okay. That I paid off with my money from my uncle.
What? Why did you pay? Well, you've gotten yourself in another corner, Hitchens, Prince. And now I'm making more whiskey out of your blood. Wait, were you in a war? I'm sure you were in one movie where you were in After Earth, that counts.
I was a soldier in After Earth. I was also,
Look, that's great. I'm going to go kill a man who's probably in jail at this point, because I've framed him for your murder.
Well, I had a good life, and, if I had to make any kind of a concluding statement on it, it would be, the lesson I have learned. Which is na 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 na
na na na, and then it's on to that song playing on the radio on Will's turn, and I'm giving my white dice to Will.
Oh, thank you
for his encyclopedic knowledge of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air TV show.
I could have gone on IMDb and but. And helped out in that scene, but like, I figured out.
Let's see, who you got? You got Ashley Banks.
Keep going! I don't have Carson much longer Banks. To finish this up.
You got
up.
Phil Banks. You got,
your scene, you're saying this to the police.
Okay, the butler is called
as
Jeffrey.
As they interrogate you for adultery with the vice president of the university, it's the big scandal. Also, the waiter guy, I guess, is in jail at this point? He got hauled off.
I'm on the lam. I'm running.
Oh,
I'm
you're running. Him. You're running through the rivers. You're running down
to the river.
Down to the river so they lose your scent.
And after that, I'm going to try to break into a fraternity and mingle with the crowd to escape notice.
Yes.
Am I still on the date? Is that what's still happening?
Yes, but you're both being interrogated by the morality police for being on a date, and that's dirty.
Okay. Well, I'm terribly sorry for being on a date.
Were you on a date?
Well, yeah, I saw this lady. She was pretty. I have a bunch of money, and
so wait. So you're confessing to it?
He's confessing all the way.
He's coming clean.
I am, because I believe in the legal system, and I think that I should do everything that I can to help the process along as smoothly.
The vice president, she's hit you on the head with a handbag and kicked a cop in the nuts, and she's made a break for it.
Oh, well.
It was all his idea! It was all his idea! I'm innocent! Oh!
Well,
I gotta be honest. She's right. It was all my idea. I came up with it. I executed the plan to perfection.
Okay, would you just like to write that all down while I set up a video camera and a sound recorder?
Speaking of being executed, that's what you're on the docket for, bub.
Oh, it's Hugh Jackman's The Wolverine.
All the cops turn around. I'm saying white dice.
It's Hugh Jackman's Wolverine. He's come in the future.
It's Hugh Jackman and his pet Wolverine.
He's here to recruit the long frozen Iceman.
Oh, hey, it's me, Hugh Jackman's the Wolverine. How you doing? I'm
talking Iceman. To yourself. I'm going to call this a white dice because you get to talk to Hugh Jackman's Wolverine. Did you say Nightcrawler was there too?
Nightcrawler is there as well. Bam.
All right, great.
That brings us to the tilt. One of us is on the lam, one of us is murdering the entire cast of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. One of us is talking to Wolverine. Let's get it till.
Okay, Will, who do you give your dice to?
Well, the other Will. Will M. Edit.
I gave mine to you.
See, it's
through you, Will.
It's easy for you. Oh, wow, we all have one black and one white.
Hey, all right. Well, let's roll that. Roll them doggies.
Yeah, let me... okay, I closed that. I just have to go through a couple
white
folders.
Four. Ah, I have white three.
What dice do I have so I can roll those?
One black and one white, the same as all of us.
Okay. Oh, I got a one and a one, so that's zero.
Nope.
Okay. Well, I could still roll, like, completely white and you'd be the most black, so...
Yeah.
I got a one and a five. I guess the second was black, so I'm full black.
Alright. Alright, full white, full black, right down the middle. Let's do this tilt.
Okay.
How do I do this tilt? Is it in there?
I have the files, they're just opening slowly.
Oh. Okay, so I'll just roll some dice and you can tell me what that corresponds to on the tilt table. I rolled a two and a four.
So you either have tragedy, death right on time. Four, and I have to get a second
right on time.
Open. And then a four and a two is guilt, betrayed by friends.
The tragedy, death right on time for me.
Okay.
Just for everybody.
Then I'll roll two dice as well. I may have... No, I was using the right thing. Never mind. Okay, I got a three and a three. So that would be innocence... The wrong guy gets busted.
Well, that's already happened.
I guess
it was technically the right guy?
No, if I get busted for the murder of the waiter, then it is, in a sense, the wrong guy gets busted. So that doesn't work for me, but it works for the story. Okay, so we need a death right on time and the wrong guy getting busted, so I guess I may get caught. Unless someone else gets busted for something else. Alright.
Okay. Alright. Now, it's your turn first.
Yep, okay. I am running along the... what was it called? I'm down by the river in the back 40, hiding amongst the ponds and densely packed trees.
You hear a crunching up the bank. Someone's there.
I dive into a bush. Quietly.
Someone is sobbing quietly. It sounds like a woman.
I'll peek through the bush and see if I can get a look at them.
Ah, it's the vice principal of the university. She's inconsolable.
Then I won't even try. Go the other direction.
She just keeps going, stumbles into the river. Oh no.
I'll just watch from the bush.
She's drowning. She's drowning.
Oh, wait a second. My job was to... Oh no. My job was to get rid of her. Okay, I stay in the bush.
Oh, there she goes. She's gone.
I stand up and dust off my shoulders. Job well done.
But then, again from the bush, a dark shadow grabs you.
Oh no. Who is it? Who's got me?
Got you. You were fingered by your old friend, the Fresh Hitchens. You killed Gary Slabthrust, the PE teacher.
Listen, Gary Slabthrust had it coming. He was too good at his job.
You didn't understand. It was the single richest source for Dad's Purple Heart I had ever known.
Wait.
And he was its biggest fan.
Paul Mannion, is that you?
What? No, it's definitely not me.
Wait, did somebody say Paul Mannion?
What?
Oh god, there's two of them. And they both...
Hi guys, it's me, Paul Mannion.
Yes, and I'm Robert Lawrence. Oh no, I'm a barman.
Okay, you caught me. I'll I'll confess.
Joined by my friends, the Wolverine and Nightcrawler.
I'll confess. I killed Paul Man Slab Thrust.
Oh no!
Slab Man Thrust, the peak.
Paul!
I had to go in. He was, as you said, Dad's Purple Heart's biggest fan. He was just drinking it all up, and there was none left for me.
Oh no! Paul Mannion! He confessed to murdering the PE teacher. You should kill him.
No, one second. Just let me write it out and then set up this video camera. This is how I do confessions. I leave like 1,000 things and just hand them to the next witness.
This is
it's a miracle I have yet to be caught.
This is, I'm going to say a black dice. Or maybe it's a white. I'm not sure. I'm going to say that Paul Mannion, I mean Roger Lort, somebody's beeper goes off, and he goes, "Oh no! Now I'll get you. I'll see you later. I'm a bartender." And he leaves.
Wait, Roger Lawrence, we have one last job now that we've taken you out of that frozen block of ice.
Yes.
Remember how we used to do the university's dirty work?
Do I? Does he?
You know Wait what? A minute.
Paul Mannion, you take over. Oh, fuck it.
Wait. You're saying you're Roger, but you're wearing a top hat and have a mustache. Which one of you is the real Paul?
The one who's not running away. And I'm away. I think this is a black dice.
Okay, then sure. I'll chase after him and trip and tumble into the water. And start to get washed.
Oh, and then a steely cold hand grips your leg.
Oh, I know.
It's the vice principal.
Vice principal, I'm here to save you. Hold on to my
legs. Death right on time. Resurrection also right on time.
Okay.
Is there a sequel to that TV show called The Fresh Principal of Bel-Air, where he becomes a principal?
I think you're thinking Saved by the Bell.
I struggle to swim to the far shore where there's currently a fraternity party happening.
Ah, you make it, just barely. But there's this seaweed-laden the zombie corpse of Lucy Hanbragan is coming for you.
I have to mingle with this crowd. I chloroform the first fratman I find and change into his ill-fitting clothes. I drag the corpse. I drag the unconscious body off to the side and just kind of like drop it on the hill and pay no attention as it rolls down into the lake. And I just dust myself off and start chanting Chuck and jump into the crowd.
And then, so, Chuck is similar to what the alarms on the wounded soldier are chanting, except instead of Chuck, they are going, woo, 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 woo. And Paul Mannion gets back, and he sees that the door is ajar. He goes inside, and the bar is overturned. The secret passage is uncovered. What's in the basement? They're all dead! The entire Fresh Prince family has been murdered right on time. And standing, slitting the throat of Joffrey, is Carlton in a ghillie suit. And toggles on his head. And he says, "You can't use them anymore, Mannion."
Okay, since it's your turn now, I'm going to say white dice.
And I say, Carlton, you, the head of this sinister band of assassins. And he says, "That's right. And I have a new job for you. People are coming back to life in the river, and I need to recruit you to stop it." And I say, "What? Alrighty then."
And then Ace Ventura enters the scene.
What?
Hi guys, I'm Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura. What? Carl?
Who?
Ace Ventura, you're my hero. You knew how to drain things of their blood and then drink it, right?
I certainly do. And what's more, I'm about to do it right now. But you see, I am a Dracula.
What? Oh no!
I'm a Dracula.
And then Nicholas Cage comes in through a third door.
Good lord!
Oh, it's the Dracula what bit me. It's the Dracula that bit me.
I'm the Dracula.
It's Ventura. It's Nicholas Cage. Hi, Nicholas Cage. How are you doing?
Also a prickly pear.
Everybody, have a bottle of Dad's Purple Heart and let's go kill some zombies.
Sounds like a movie I'd star in.
We're going to go down by the river. I guess that's the end of my scene.
Your white dice was amassing a super crew.
To match the X-Men in ferocity and power.
All right.
Now I guess it's your turn, Will.
Okay. Me and Hugh Jackman's The Wolverine are hanging out, just, you know, talking shop about X-Men activities. Hi, so, Hugh Jackman's The Wolverine, how are you doing? I was on a date a bit ago, pretend to be this guy, but that stopped now, so.
That sounds like a good time, bub.
It makes change of pace, you know, because I was frozen in a block of ice for 20 years. I'm kind of like Captain America, but not, because, I'm Iceman.
That's real cool.
I think Nightcrawler
disappears. Jeez.
Oh, right, Nightcrawler's gone now.
I've noticed it's my keen animal-like senses.
Yeah, he's got those arms.
It's kind of his thing, you know.
Yeah, so you have you heard anything from any of the other X-Men in that house? Cyclops, Scott Summers?
No, not really. I've been busy trying to play the Wolverine in other media.
Oh, how's that going?
Well, you know, I've lined up a couple of podcasts I'm going to appear on as Hugh Jackman's The Wolverine. Thinking maybe advertising deals.
One of them might be Cthulhu on Parade, your premier solution for podcastery.
Oh, I guess Nightcrawler's back.
Not to be confused with Federer.
Nightcrawler's kind of my agent.
Yeah,
Nightcrawler. Yes, poof, Nightcrawler comes back. He's got a podcast in his hands.
I like when the Wolverine fought against Batman and Batman's butler, Alfred, in a battle of magic. And there was another one where Hugh Jackman got chased by the Gladiator from the movie Gladiator.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman's The Wolverine, got chased by the Gladiator.
Thanks for using my full name.
Nightcrawler poofs back with a full Gladiator.
Well.
Oh, there he is, right on time.
Russell Crowe.
So are we going to do this right now?
Oh, are you here to promote your movie Noah?
No, I'm here to tell you that if me and my fellow movie actors are coming for you and your zombies now.
Oh, good. Well, that pretty much... is there a zombie problem? I wasn't aware.
I'm Hugh Jackman's Wolverine.
Suddenly Ace Ventura and Nicholas Cage's Bad Lieutenant Vampire Man and Carlton and Paul Mannion show up, all in ghillie suits with big knives, and they say, "Well, we blame you. Paul Mannion has told us all about how you're the source of the zombie menace."
Ron Roger Lawrence.
Yeah, that's pretty much right.
Hugh Jackman's The Wolverine will save you. Snicked. And don't worry, guys, we'll add my blades in CG, you know, After Effects. Just play along.
Yeah.
Make fists and wave my arms around.
slicing motions.
But just then... Wait. Whose scene was this?
It's mine. Mine, okay.
Roger Lawrence.
Alright, I'm gonna call this... I think, low on black dice, so I guess I'd call this a white dice.
We were exactly even on white and black dice.
Oh.
What was the total? Is there, how many of each is there? Six?
Six.
Okay, we have one. White left and two black left. So one more side.
I'm gonna call this. Wait, did you already get a dice then?
I just gave him a white on the sheet, but.
Oh, great! Then, Hugh Jackman's The Wolverine's claws just slice off Nicolas Cage's head.
Man, CG's really good these days.
As it turns out, he's not a vampire, and he dies.
Well, vampires can be killed by decapitation, so it proves nothing. It's kind of like the end of that...
I said, run, Roger, get out of here.
What do you mean?
Hugh Jackman's The Wolverine, giving my life for you, escape.
He's currently in combat with Ace Ventura, who is fighting him with huge wads of gum and a giant rhinoceros robot.
Well, I guess that's it for me for this. I guess I'm gonna go break into a fraternity to hide.
It's a good idea.
All right. Well, I'll see you later. If you need me, I'm going to be at this fraternity.
Yeah, call in.
Okay, great.
I'll give you my cellular phone number.
I don't understand what that is.
All right, catch you later.
All right. Well, bye. It was good seeing all of you. Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura has bubble eyes. Ace Ventura is going, thank you very much, as he keeps Wolverine in a headlock while Carlton does the, it's not unusual dance with the gloves in his hands. But he doesn't make contact because Nightcrawler poofs in and poofs Carlton into the barrel of a big public service announcement gun.
Okay.
It's not, Nightcrawler doesn't travel through the Hell Dimension, right? That's Azazel or whatever.
Alright, so I guess it's back to my turn. I'm blending in so well at this party.
What? What's this? Can I just give this a black dice from the outset?
Yes.
It's a black dice because you pull aside one of the frat members who stumbles into you and he's a zombie.
Crap.
He's trying to bite you. Roll for agility.
I got a 19 and a D100.
That's a pass. Shove him into another frat member and they go, Chuck! And they pour beer on him. This seems only to enrage
him. Yeah, chug, chug, chug. I chant while backing out of the scene.
Oh, but you can't. It's oppressive bodies. Some of them hot sorority girls. Others jacked sorority men.
I don't know why.
And every once in a while, a zombie who's feasting on the flesh of the living. You see headless Nicolas Cage stumble into the building, having rolled into the river. The vice principal is dancing on the stage, eating the arm of the head of the secretary of the sorority fraternity. It's madness!
Harry Potter bursts into the scene and says, I've heard of nearly Headless Nick, but actually Headless Nick. And then disappears.
He disappears, but the Minister of Magic is on the scene and begins throwing spells. Left and right.
All right. So
when they hit zombies, the zombies turn into real people. But then it hits real people, the real people explode.
Oh, man, what was in that keg that I did a keg stand on earlier?
You take a look at it. It's a torso keg, and the tops come off, and there's keg a real flip. Torso keg inside. Flip.
They're very hard to pull off.
I do a keg flip.
That was a community joke.
Yep, okay. I do a keg flip.
Hold on, I said I was going to make those.
You can just say it then. Say what you think. Okay. Say what you think would be a community joke. Do it now.
keg flips. They're like when you have flip-flops, but you wear kegs instead. Hey!
Butter boops.
Dan Harmon would write that, yep. Spot yeah. on.
And then at the end, the actor just has to mumble by Dan Harmon.
Anyways, I do a keg flip over the heads of the zombies.
Ah, it's you might even call it an overhead flip by Dan.
Yep. I say that as I do it. Okay, I make a break for it. I tried so hard to get into this fraternity / sorority by that.
Oh, you collide head first with Roger Lawrence, Roger Lawrence, who is coming in, and the two of you smash heads and fall to the ground dizzy. Meanwhile, the fuck is happening with Paul Manning? I think
he's fighting Hugh Jackman's The Wolverine.
He's fighting Hugh Jackman's The Wolverine. One of his arms is gone. Ace Ventura is dead, but Carlton has pulled out several guns, having returned from the Hell Gun dimension, and they are back to back when suddenly the crowd of X-Men and zombies thins because one of the zombies is eating Wolverine. And out of the river comes Roger Hardthrust, the old PE teacher. And he says, "You killed me and threw me in the river. And now your liquor of my blood has been enraged and started creating zombies." And Paul Mannion goes, "Oh no, but why?" And he says, And then he grabs onto Paul Mannion and starts dragging him under, and all of the zombies begin converging back on the river.
White dice.
And the zombie whispers in Paul Mannion's ears, "Paul, I've always loved you." And Paul Mannion says, "Brick, I have always loved you too." They sink beneath the waves.
All right.
As the inexorable, terrible tide of zombies pulls back into the water.
Okay.
Sounds fun.
No, it's Roger's last scene.
Okay.
Roger Lawrence, okay. Hey, how's it going? I'm just completely casual here at this fraternity / sorority party with all these famous zombies. What's up with you?
Oh, yeah, famous celebrity musician, Michael Jackson.
Mm. Oh. Oh, no, but there's a tap on your shoulder. It's the vice principal, she says.
Oh,
not finished.
Just a second, I'm just going to go talk to Michael Jackson.
No problem, I'll be over here.
Let's continue our date in the river.
Oh, right, because you're all zombies and you're trying to drag me back to the river, so, well,
it doesn't sound so bad. I'd just go with them. I say, well, edging towards the door.
All right, well, I guess this is it then. It's been a long night, but, Johnny Depp, Captain Jack Sparrow.
So the new form of comedy where you just say names and roles.
It's the movies.
Yeah, it's exactly what this is.
Suddenly Nightcrawler pops in, and he's, I think you have a black dice? I think you have to.
It is.
He pops in, but
There's Leslie Nielsen.
Yes, instead of rescuing him, though, he rescues Leslie Nielsen and Johnny Depp. Oh no, both of them are safe. You're not, though. Where are you?
Right, well, I guess I'm going to go to go die in the river now, so...
Okay, yeah, take care, Roger Lawrence. See you in, I guess, 20 years or something, because that's just how you roll.
Smash Cut 2, 20 years later.
It's flying cars everywhere.
The lake is being drained.
No, wait. 20 years later is what the finale stuff should be.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, was that a white dice or a black dice?
That would be black dice. It was black. So you have two black and two white. I have
3 black and 1 white, and Will M. has 1 black and 3 white.
Yes. It's all true. Oh, wait, how many do I have?
One black, and 3 white.
One black, two white. All right.
One black, three white.
What do I have?
You have three 2 black, two white.
One black.
Okay.
6.
I got 1 white then. That's my end result.
I got 1 white!
Oh. I got a 3, a 3, a 3, and a 4.
I got a... I have 12 black.
Jeez. Alright, so Will, you and I, the two Wills, will duke it out for the white. Roll a d6. Oh, I got a 2.
It's just that the aftermath is just like, it's a table, right?
Yeah.
Right. Oh no, I rolled a 1 white. That's bad, right?
Yeah, 12 black is pretty good. All things considered, you're coming out of this smelling like roses. You're a little better off, and maybe you got the girl, or maybe you just didn't get caught.
Well, you didn't get caught. The vice principal's dead, it's true.
Yeah.
But it's 20 years later. The lake is being drenched.
And you guys both had 1 white, or...?
Yeah, we both.
Okay, 1 white is dreadful. You are certainly dead and probably from a self-inflicted wound. People you care about are also probably dead, maybe through your own stupid, ugly failure. To say that you fucked up is an insult to fucked-upness. You have redefined the term.
Oh, no!
I think that's pretty accurate, right?
Yeah, this turned out pretty
fairly
well.
Fairly so. I just, like, dipped out of the party. Maybe, okay, I spent the next 20 years pretending to be the guy whose clothing and, I guess, wallet and ID I stole at that party. And I just stayed in that frat and enrolled in all the classes I used to teach. And graduated from the school with an actual degree in philosophy. And then got hired back by them again, and they never caught on. And now I'm an incredibly ancient man.
Brad Bredelson. Oh, you're just as good a strange assassin as old Don Rickle.
You'd be the other way around. Bradley Bryant used to work here.
Oh,
and my new identity is John Riddleson. Yeah, when they give me this compliment, I just like tap the side of my nose and wink at the camera.
Like Zach Morris in Saved by the Bell. And then credits roll.
Then, post-credits, the final 2 scenes.
Yes. As secret spoilers.
As they're dredging the
Paul Mannion and Brick Hardbust are sitting in their zombie TV room in the bottom of the river. And Paul Mannion says, "Could we watch the History Channel?" And Brick says, "I'm watching football." And Paul Mannion's like, "But you always watch football." And Brick Hardbust puts him in a headlock and says, "Aah!" And Paul Mannion goes, "Stop it! Stop it! Oh! Oh!" Also, both of their flesh is rotting off because they're skeletons.
Beautiful picture of a family. A modern family. 20 years in the future.
It's like The Odd Couple, but with river mud.
Okay, then for the final scene. I'm also a zombie. And I say, remember when the Fred Prince was teaching that girl how to, like, fight and stuff, and he said, "Mind your business."
Yes.
And the eye twitching stuff. Pretty good show.
Yes.
All in all.
And then the camera just pans out. This has been a lecture about the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Man, that reboot of the Fresh Prince of Bel Air sure got weird.
You were dead in that you were just the character in this explanation of the show.
Well, that was my zombie self that was explaining it, right? So, that's it. Dead.
Wow.
Okay, so you've just been a body sitting at the bottom of a lake talking to yourself about Fresh Prince for 20 years.
Boring Lucy Vice Principal to death. She's double dead.
Double death? House. Yes. Copyright house.
That's from House?
Yeah, it's a thing that, as in, it's like a fate worse than death, and it goes, oh, double death? All right.
Great.
Okay.
We're copywriting that copyright. All right.
Trademark.
Well, I think this has been a fine episode. Two-thirds of the cast wound up as skeletons, and then one of them wound up as an ancient man named... John Rickelson. Also known as Genre Ickelson. Which is sort of like an icky genre, which may... Oh, it's been a good ep.
Yeah, it was a fiasco. Okay.
Yep, it was a bit of a fiasco, especially for most of the cast of The Fresh Prince. However, I would note, Carlton appears to have made it out alive.
Yeah, possibly undead, because I think he may have been a vampire, right?
Wait, was he?
I don't know. Everyone else was.
No, I thought Nicolas Cage was a vampire.
Yeah. Because Ace Ventura wasn't a vampire, as we later
know. In the music video for Wild Wild West,
yes,
Carlton
yes,
shows up and
yes, that's good. Keep going.
Throw the hat.
No, I'll let you finish. Yeah. No.
What? All right. I gotta go.
Okay. Right. Have a good time. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
This
what a wonderful episode of Cthulhu on Zombies.
The Fresh Prince cast.
What a wonderful episode of the Fresh Prince cast. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time for episode 12, Cool Man on the Court.
And special
the
thanks
Fresh
to...
The Fresh Prince of Con Air is coming up soon as well.
Special thanks to guest star Hugh Jackman's The Wolverine.
Thank you, yes. Hugh Jackman, Silver Marine. Ah, he keeps saying Bub. What a wonderful guy. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.